President Obama has another meeting this coming week on a developing strategy for Afghanistan. He met for 3 hours yesterday at the White House with top advisors. The president says he wants to identify objectives in Afghanistan before he decides whether to commit more troops. The commanding general in Afghanistan wants as many as 40,000 troops soon.
Well, gunmen attacked the Pakistani Army headquarters checkpoint in Rawalpindi today. 4 gunmen, 6 army guards, all killed. 2 gunmen escaped. A military official says the Taliban are claiming responsibility for that attack. It was the 3rd major attack this week. A suicide car bomber killed at least 49 people yesterday in Peshawar. And on Monday, 5 workers were killed in an attack on a UN food program office in Islamabad. Well, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on a 6-day trip to Europe, including a stop in Russia. Today, she'll attend a signing ceremony normalizing relations between Turkey and Armenia. Now, the centerpiece of this trip will be her visit to Moscow, where she will discuss nuclear disarmament.
Authorities have questioned 2 more men about the alleged terror plot involving an Afghan national, 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi. He is accused of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. Remember him, New York? Well, CNN has learned that police searched the apartment of a Bosnian immigrant in Queens, New York. Investigators also questioned a taxi driver living in that same apartment about this alleged plot. Many Americans say they're not sure about that H1N1, you know, swine vaccine.
Yeah, swine flu vaccine. Right?
Despite the fact that health officials say it's safe, check out this recent Harvard study.
Yeah, so although we've seen long lines for the vaccine at health clinics this week, here are the numbers for you. 40% of adults say that they are not absolutely sure that they will get it. About half of the parents surveyed say they don't know if they're going to give the vaccine to their children.